out, isn't it? Tuesday. Tuesday. Not Monday. Tuesday.
Feels like a Monday, though, doesn't it?
Oh, of course, because yesterday was a holiday, so people are now back in gear big time because Labor Day sends a message, a signal to people it's time to get back to work.
No.
And do something.
Not so.
We'll do a little philosophizing in this half hour of the program. Later on, Andrea Metcalf. I was always kind of saying Dr. Andrea Metcalf, and she's not, but she ought to be. She's our fitness guru, so we'll help you get into shape, stay in shape, do the sorts of things. She'll tie in well to our discussion of the word of the day, which will come up at about 20 after the hour. I'll look for a definition of something that is important to her pursuits as a physical fitness guru. Does that make sense? Hopefully it makes some sense. I want you to get things out of this program that make sense to you. Also, I want you to know what's going on in the world, the information, the news nuggets, if you will. Syria, front burner. Israel says it's going to talk about missile tests with the United States. Why? Why? Why are they doing that at this time? Or why are they doing it at all, frankly? Don't you wonder that, Roberta? Why?
What in the world? Because Israel is concerned about what Syria is going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think Syria will take a shot back at? Is that the thinking, okay, Israel is vulnerable, so maybe they'll take a shot back? Dennis Rodman is in North Korea. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Microsoft bought Nokia, and then let's see here. That was $7.2 billion deal. The other big deal was $130 billion. Verizon is spending to buy its own wireless unit, that is Vodafone, right? The European equivalent to Verizon.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
The Russians have told its citizens not to travel to the United States.
Really?
Yeah. I find this rather curious. Often countries issue travel advisories. That is the warning that goes to citizens of danger abroad, war, for example, a terrorist threat or an outbreak of disease. So the Russian Foreign Ministry this past weekend posted advice of a somewhat different nature, cautioning people wanted by the United States not to visit nations that have extradition treaties. Warning for Russian citizens traveling internationally, the bulletin read. Recently, detentions of Russian citizens in various countries at the request of American law enforcement have become more frequent with the goal of extradition and legal prosecution in the U.S. And they cite examples in Costa Rica, the Dominican Republic, Lithuania, and Spain as the prejudicial place where people who are traveling, in fact, get kidnapped. This is what they say. The Russians say that the United States is kidnapping people and bringing them to the country. Obviously, there's a reference here to the case of Edward Snowden, but it's generally... I find this sort of thing a little frustrating, but by the same token, we have become very aggressive. To speak to what Roberta and I were talking about a little bit before the end of the last hour, the focus on how things have changed in New York, for example, and why it's safer in New York than it ever has been, it was a result, directly or indirectly, of what happened on September 11th. So is this sort of thing good for America? I don't think it is. I don't think it is at all. I think we have become very aggressive domestically and internationally, and we've become a police state. And people say, well, that's because of what the terrorists did. Well, follow it back. Bounce it back a little bit. And this is not an excuse for the terrorists having done what they did because they were curs. And whether they died in martyrdom or you get this guy, Major Hassan, who shoots up 13 soldiers down in Texas. This sort of thing is not acceptable by any standard. But so are some of the things that we do. To look upon us as all clean, all lily white, is not fair, nor is it just, nor is it right. One bad turn doesn't deserve another bad turn. But you see, that's the way the human psyche is.
Mm-hmm.
That's how people react. You're going to get me, I'll get you. So it just keeps going on and on and on, never stops. Look at what's happened in the Middle East. We all know for millennia they've been fighting brother against brother, and most people figure it'll never get fixed. So is that going to be the fate of the entire world? Think about it. What have we resolved by going to Iraq? Nothing. What have we resolved by going to Afghanistan? Nothing. What will we resolve if we go to Syria? Nothing. Except piss people off. What does it get us? Oh, we're gonna stand up for the little guy. What does it get us? This is the theme of the day. Before you came on, Roberta, I said to everything that I talk about today, no matter whether it's a commercial, a story, ask yourself, so what? So how do we apply that test to the comings and goings of what may or may not happen in Syria? What at the end of the day, what will happen if we send missiles in to Syria? Really? What will happen at the end of the day? You'll have more people pissed off at us. You think we will have gotten any of the bad guys? No, we're just going to have more people pissed off at us. Am I wrong?
Yeah, but then there's a thing, you know, do nothing.
Oh, we haven't done anything so far, except talk about it, and there haven't been any more gas attacks. We don't even know who was responsible for them, really. As much as I despise al-Assad and what he stands for, and I wish somebody would just shoot him, there isn't any proof that he did what he did. It's back to Iraq. There was no proof there were weapons of mass destruction. We manufactured it.
Yeah.
See what a wonderful thing that did for us. How many trillion dollars later? The reason we're in the hole for $17 trillion at the moment, part of it, about four of it, three to four of it, comes from Iraq. You want more of that? I don't think so. I sure as heck don't want any more of it.
Mm.
I want to be in love. I don't want to be at war.
Well, I think that's what everybody wants.
All right, so we're going to talk about that in a minute. And whether or not you are true to yourself. Those of you who are in love, are you really in love?
Or in love with the concept of love.
Well,
of
there's that. But there also are people who are in love. Well, I think a lot of people don't even know what love is, frankly. I think a lot of people are not aware of what love really is all about.
Love is really just a series of chemical reactions in your brain.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Or your body, or both?
Yep.
Yeah. Is it?
Yep.
All right, well, let's pursue that. Roberta, Kenny, Doug, on Good Day at 14 past the hour.
When you spend $50 or more on Procter & Gamble products at Kmart, like Tide, Charmin, or thousands of other products, we know you're excited. So excited that we're going to play Europop trance music so you can celebrate. Valid 9/1-9/7 participating stores only. Void where prohibited by law. Max gallon purchase limit supply. Offer and member details at kmart.com/unpassedless.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays helps seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Come on, sweetie, jump to dad.
I'm not sure daddy's water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay, here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Running. Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started.
Office Max has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of Max Value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Restrictions apply.
Congratulations to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Labor Day weekend telethon raised almost $60 million, and they did it on the strength of a two-hour ABC special, which had Ryan Seacrest and lots of singers and performers doing a real, really polished presentation. And they're going after groups and money different ways, Roberta. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting to see that they raised only $4 million less than last year with an entirely different approach to it. 17 and change past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So how do you define love and whether or not you are in love?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a lover? Have you stayed true to yourself? Because that's the only way. I've learned this in the last year and a half or so, and it's painful. You have to love yourself first. So have you found that to be the secret to your reality, Kenny? Do you love yourself? Did you have a concept? Or did you and Lisa find... because you were batted around pretty well by your first wife. So in loving Lisa... Was it a case of you being in touch with yourself first?
I think so, yeah. And not expecting... I went into my first marriage and looked at it as though this was someone who knew me and loved me anyway, as mm-hmm. if she loved me in spite of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that that's what I was doing, but with Lisa I found someone who knows me and loves me because of who I am, in spite of it. And that's made a world of difference.
People that come in and out, I think, realize sooner or later that if you love somebody to begin with, if you understand what love really is. Some people don't understand what love is. They don't have a concept. Do you agree with that, Roberta?
Absolutely. Or some people, not that they don't know what love is that they have a misinterpretation of what love is.
Yeah.
I think it's better. And some people are, I think, are in love with the idea of being in love.
Or lust.
Or heat, yes. They're not in love, they're in heat. Yeah. Or, you know, sometimes let's say they've been rejected by a lover. They start, it's almost like an addiction. They start thinking about this person and they almost idealize them. Even if this person was a total rat,
right.
they start idealizing them.
That can happen.
You know, and they make themselves, you know, quote, love, unquote, you know, something that really doesn't exist.
Yeah. All right, so here's the 2020 ID quiz. The question today, or the question at the moment, at 888-302-3684, is for you to define a manicorn. What is a manicorn in the current lexicon? M-A-N-I-C-O-R-N. What's a manicorn? Swell prize, 888-302-DOUG, for the person that figures it out.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
During this week in 1980, a philosophy that still has value, I think, in terms of the discussion we're having at the moment. If you're just joining us, Roberta and Kenny and I are talking about staying true to yourself in matters of the heart, in love, if you even understand what love is. People have varying degrees of understanding because not everybody's the same. Some people are more capable of love because of maybe what's instinctive and maybe what their experience is. I find that in this case, astrology is an amazing tool when it comes to getting to know other people and also getting to know yourself. I know people say, what are you talking about? If you've never had a good astrological reading, you've never been to somebody who really could tap into you, I think even if you discount all the information that comes from it, it's a fascinating experience to find out what it is in this case, the stars. Okay, so how do these people know who studied all this stuff, and how do they know that this particular thing conjuncts with that particular thing, and it means something will happen? I don't know, but I will tell you that I follow it to a point with myself and others, and it is uncanny how well, if you're finding somebody who's really good at it, they can tell you what's going on with you and other people, whether it's people you work with, people you love, whatever it is. So anyway, the concept of loving yourself first, how is that taught? How do you learn how to do that? Roberta?
I think loving yourself first means being happy without having anybody, a love partner in your life.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I think what loving yourself first means that having a partner should enhance your life. It should not be your life.
Yeah, okay, that's good. You shouldn't live for somebody else.
Right. So what I'm saying is you can learn to be happy being alone.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you do finally get a partner, you share your life with them.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Sharing is the most important part. And if you like sharing, if it's fun to share, then the relationship does seem to be as you know, it moves toward a pinnacle or an apex, I think, much as anything else. That's really, I think that's very sage, actually. Kenny, what about you? I think bringing men and women in. Go ahead.
I think you really have to get comfortable in your own skin. You have to enjoy your own company before you can expect anybody else to. Go out to eat by yourself or stay home by yourself and don't let it get to you. Enjoy being with you.
Yeah.
You have to do that.
Yep. Know who you are. Be comfortable with your warts and moles. Okay. So back to our 2020 info quiz and the definition of manicorn. What is
manicorn?
A manicorn? M-A-N-I-C-O-R-N. What is that? Is a term, one of the new terms. We find these new terms popping up all over the place. So how many of you know, and do you have a manicorn in your life? What is a manicorn? 888-302-3684. The usual swell prize applies. We're going to apply this actually to our conversation with Andrea Metcalf, our fitness guru. So we'll blend them together because the two of them do sort of kind of go together. What's a manicorn? 888-302-Doug on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
Murder in Thrall is the latest mystery book from author Anne Cleland. We spoke with her about the new book and the inspiration she used to create her unique characters and storyline.
Well, these two characters are very interesting, and like I said, I love bringing them to life because they're really from two different worlds, and I wish I could explain how I came up with it, but the honest truth is I went to a writer's workshop one day when I was struggling to write my first historical book, and an author at the workshop explained that she doesn't write a plot as much as she writes one scene at a time, kind of like a movie. So on my way home in the car, I decided to write down a scene that was kind of in my head at the time, and it is the stakeout scene for Murder in Thrall, which is a pivotal point in the story. And then there were these two characters, and they're having a very unusual conversation in the car. They're each wearing a mask, so to speak. And then the story was born. I set it in England because he has to be an aristocrat, and she has to be working class Irish, because there's a Cinderella element to the story that you really can't have in America. And I wish I could explain more than that, but the characters just sprang out of nowhere.
That's novelist Anne Cleland on her latest book, Murder in Thrall.
There's more online. InsightDailyRadio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Labor Day, Good Day program on the air live. Roberta wasn't here. Richie was here. Kenny was here. And one of the big stories yesterday had to do with a four-day work week and Congress thinking over a proposal. Somebody named Aaron didn't like the fact that I brought this up, thinks that it's bull, thinks it was the phony story of the day. But in fact, it isn't. There are many people in the labor union movement and many people who are associated with the government that are working, trying to figure out a way to do what has been done in places in Europe to get us to have fewer days of work or fewer hours of work every week. I don't even think 40 hours. I mean, think about it for a second. We have 168 hours in the week, right?
Right.
So what portion of that is 40? You have 128 hours left after you've worked 40. How many people commute back and forth to work? Yeah, maybe all of us commute from our bedroom to our studio.
Right. So then, there was a time I would commute almost an hour and a half each way, so it was 3 hours a day commuting.
All right, so let's say it's an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's another 5 hours, so it's 45 hours. So that gets you down to 123 hours a week. You sleep for, how much are you supposed to sleep, 60 hours a week?
Well, 8 hours a night times seven.
Isn't eight.
56.
7 times 7 is 49. So let's say 50.
Okay.
But between 50 and 60, all right? So you got 63 hours left. What are you doing with that? You're watching television, errands, having fun, maybe playing around with something? I think there's a it's disproportionate, and I find it disappointing. Maybe just because my own work ethic has me on, you know, all the time, and it's not for everybody for sure. But I don't think you can, I mean, hello, in order to get something, you need to do something. People want, unless you're so fascinated with government programs that provide you with something for doing nothing, there's that. But I don't see why 40 hours a week is such a big deal, frankly. I honestly don't.
Well, I would prefer working 4 days a week, taking those 40 hours and putting them in a 10-hour, four 10-hour days.
Well, that's part of the proposal.
That would be really cool.
Was bunkum. It isn't bunkum.
No, first of all, think of all the transportation costs that would save.
Yeah.
If you're only commuting 4 days instead of five. Right.
All the gas that you're going to save.
Right. Emissions.
Yep. Time.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. It happens in places. If you're a forward-thinking company, then you're going to probably think about how you can help your employees. Somebody that's really good that lives an hour and a half away comes to work four times a week instead of five times
right.
a week. That's good. If you want to or you need to attract somebody who's really good at what they do, sometimes you got to be a little flexible. That's how it works.
Well, there are certain professions, you know, nursing, for instance, airline pilots, you know, who work that kind of schedule.
Yes, right. Yeah, pilots are on, they bid a different schedule every month.
Right.
I don't know
what
they're going to do from month to month. And it's really, it's got to do strange things to your, what do they call it, circadian rhythms.
And also, you know, also psychologically, not being able to plan anything in advance can be a little disconcerting.
Yeah, well.
And people say, oh, would you like to come to dinner, you know, 2 weeks from Friday? And you go, I don't know.
Maybe.
You want to get tickets for the show? I don't know.
Maybe. There is a story at DougStephan.com today. The developers of London's new walkie-talkie skyscraper say that nearby parking lots have been closed because of concerns about the heat that comes off of this building. If you see the pictures that are at DougStephan.com today from today's show, you'll get the drift here. The developers of this big building agreed to close three nearby parking lots pending an investigation into whether the intense glare from this building is behind damage to vehicles that are parked by the structure.
Really?
We are aware of concerns regarding the light reflecting from our building and looking into the matter. What has happened, apparently, is that car parts are melting, you know, all cars today are plastic.
That's funny.
It's a 37-story building, dubbed the walkie-talkie because of its shape. Resembles a walkie-talkie. Got it, Roberta?
Well, wouldn't most buildings that are, like, rectangular resemble a walkie-talkie?
I don't know. This does look like a walkie-talkie, but I can also see where the glare. They had that problem with the John Hancock building in Boston when they first built it, and they had to tint the glass somehow or other. I've forgotten what they did. But you can see where this could be a problem. Yeah, a serious problem. Next item of interest here. A lot of people who, The Swiss banks were havens for people who were trying to hide money.
Used to be.
Yeah. The Swiss are now apologizing for assisting those people who were trying to cheat the American government out of legitimate tax income.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they say anything? Why bother? You've cooperated. Now people know you can't go to Switzerland to hide money, so you go somewhere else.
Go to the Cayman Islands.
Wherever you want to go. But why would the Swiss, I don't get why the Swiss would feel it was important for them to apologize. Get that, unless they're looking, they don't look for aid. We have no connection to them. They're a neutral country. You know, big deal. I always thought that it was against their best interest to do that. But again, another push from America. You know how difficult it is to make money as an American if you're working overseas? If you're an American and you make your money overseas, you still have to pay taxes here.
Oh, right, of course.
No other country in the world does that, you know. We're the only ones in the world who do that. Something to think about. All right, we haven't got an answer yet. I'm going to work on Andrea for the definition of a manicorn. Andrea Metcalf, our fitness guru, is here with us next on Good Day.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with the Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds.
Just say yes next time, and say yes to savings this Labor Day at Sears. I'll save you up to 30% off all Kenmore and Samsung appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
One appliance store helps more people find savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Order valid 8/25-98.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65 Plus also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65 Plus. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say yes. Your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Physical! All right, first challenge here for Andrea Metcalf, the author of Naked Fitness, is to define for us, because the audience hasn't figured this out, define for us what a manicorn is. Do you know what? Charlotte obviously knows what it is.
A manicorn?
A manicorn. M-A-N-I-C-O-R-N. What's a manicorn?
I don't know. It sounds like... I can't even take a guess other than somebody in a man in one direction. One thing on his mind. I don't know.
That's warmer. Roberta, want to take a shot on what a manicorn is? Charlotte, will you
That's when men wear shoes that are too tight and they get those things on their feet, and it's called a manicorn.
Good for you, Roberta. All right. Kenny, do you want to try to define what a manicorn is?
I've heard it before. I know what it is. I ruin everything.
You don't? All right, well, I'm going to ruin it. If you don't ruin it, I'll ruin it. A manicorn is believed to be the perfect male. That is what every woman wants. The only problem is that it's usually born and bred in your mind.
Huh.
Some women, though, all right, let me just define in detail what makes the perfect male in the mind of some women. A man, let's see here, 6 feet tall, heavily toned body, medium-priced luxury car, making around $100,000 a year. Let's see here. But the women don't want men to be too successful because then they're too...
tied to their job, too.
Right. Yeah. Right. They want a... According to the definition that I found, they want to have at least some flaw. And I guess that depends on who you are.
Everyone wants to fix somebody.
Mm-hmm. What does that say about me? I'm usually the one who's trying to fix somebody.
But you have a very feminine side, Don.
I have. I'm in touch with my feminine side. The manicorn is a jack of all trades. He may not be the best handyman, but he knows his way around a hammer and a plunger. He may play a musical instrument, share his feelings with his loved one. Women prefer the strong, not too silent type. The manicorn must also be intelligent, understanding, gentlemanly, and know how and when to express himself as the sensitive man. The manicorn cares about his looks, but he focuses more on being healthy. He doesn't like, he doesn't act like a prima donna. Surveys suggest that women they don't want too much muscle, but they like some muscle. Rosy cheeks, trimmed eyebrows.
Oh, yes.
A man who drinks beer.
You don't want a unibrow.
No, they don't. All right. So what do you make of the manicorn there? Are you working with any of them, Andrea?
Am I working with them?
Well, I wasn't thinking about that, but now that I mention it, what is it that Andrea Metcalf likes in a man? This is get right down to it. You're a very physical person. You make your living with your physique. and your mind.
Wait a minute. This isn't Let's Get Andrea a Date Day.
No, it's not about naming Andrea.
No. Although it is possible if you want to do that. Manicorn, that is really an interesting thought of what you exactly want in somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like the old cliche. You just want someone that loves you as much as you love them.
Mm-hmm.
Partnership.
So how does the physical side of it fit into it? When men come to you, Andrea is not only an author, someone who does a lot of television or radio, giving people expertise, the expertise she's gained from spending decades learning how the body functioned and how to make it its best shape or make it into its best shape. So under the circumstances, though, I think that there's a depending on your age. Or maybe it isn't depending. I mean, I know women in their 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s who are really focused on what a man looks like, how he feels, what his body is like. Is that happening?
Well, I mean, all those things are nice. For me, I like somebody who's in somewhat of shape, you know, if they haven't let themselves completely go. But that doesn't mean that he can't have a few pounds, but that is confidence. If you have confidence, that's what's really powerful, I think.
Yeah. Confidence is. I think that, by the way, is the same with women. I find women who are confident to be very exciting, as women find men to be confident. And I think there's a balance sometimes as to sensitivity. But I think because you're the physical person, I really wanted this to focus on how you train men who come to you who say they want to rebuild their bodies.
Well, you know, it's funny because most of my training clients over the years, one-on-one, have been men, and most of my groups have been women. Women seem to do better in the groups, and men seem to do better focused on themselves. That's not any hit, you know, I don't mean that in a negative way, but for men who come to me, it's really getting them into a regimen. They're much better being in a regimen. They're much better with technology trackers. They're much better understanding the weight and how important they are and not freaked out when they have to do weight training, where women sometimes become a little bit skittish, thinking, I don't want to bulk up, I don't want to look manly,
mm-hmm.
which are, you know, it's fine to think that way, but certainly weights don't do that for your body.
No, and by the way, muscle on women, you've heard me say this 100,000 times, but I said it once, for me anyway, is extraordinarily sexy. I think you don't have to, if you've done it the way that it's feminine, then it really is, I think, extraordinarily helpful in accentuating the positive stuff in your body and the work that it takes to get there.
I agree with you. Obviously, that's the field that I'm in, and I think that you feel better when you're toned and when you're mm-hmm. working out regularly. There's no doubt that once you start working out, once you start getting into that walking program, whether it's strength training or Pilates or kickboxing program, you do it on a regular basis, you start to feel good about yourself. And mm-hmm. you start to feel good the way you look in the mirror, and you start to feel better about your clothes. And the whole confidence thing starts to come through, which is probably why, Doug, you like fit-toned women, because they're maybe a little more confident in their own skin.
Yes. Thank you. You've hit the nail on the head. I've seen a lot of women who have worked on their bodies who have been not confident. Their bodies weren't so cool, and then they developed them, and it's right. That's exactly right. They've become much more confident, and because there's an accomplishment there, and they can do things on their own. Never mind. It's cool to be sexy and strong. And so that's part of the message here, I think. All right. So if you want to find out what Andrea's complete message is, if you want to learn from somebody who's nationally recognized as one of the best fitness experts in the country, check out her books at AndreaMetcalf.com. You can go to her website or NakedFitness.com. She is all over the place, as I say, and that's one of the reasons I like having her here, to help you have a healthier, happy life. Get in shape. Andrea and Doug and Roberta and Kenny at 51 After on Good Day.
I have have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
St. Elmo's Fire. Song hit number one during this week in 1985. This is one of the Brat Pack movies, isn't it, Chucker?
It was, and it was one of the better ones. I like that movie a lot, actually.
Really? Why do you say it was one of the better ones? What makes it better in your mind?
I thought it had an intriguing storyline. They had a very good cast. Demi Moore, Emilio Estevez, Ali Sheedy, Judd Nelson. The storyline, they all had intricate storylines in the movie itself, and I thought it was fairly well made. Joel Schumacher directed it, and a lot of people like that film. It has a strong fan base.
Was it a big chill for younger people?
Something like that. Yeah, I fairly good comparison.
Yeah. I wondered about that. Okay, so anyway, the song was number one during this week in 1985, as was the movie. John Parr was the artist doing the song. So we moved from San Elmo's Fire in 1985 to the movie that was number one during this week in 2003. I know the title. I'm not sure I remember what it was all about. It's your job to figure out what these movies are. If you'd like to win a swell prize, you'll dial this at 888-302-3684. When you figure out what this movie is, you'll have the first audio clue now.
Why not put some of that money to work for you with the high yield only investing in gold and silver can bring?
Sounds like some of the ads on this program. 888-302-3684. If you haven't won before in Movie Moments and you know what this movie is, help yourself. Here's the next clue.
I've won and lost a dozen fortunes, killed many men, and loved only one woman with a passion, a flea like you could never begin to understand.
Ah, that's poignant. 888-302-3684. Number one movie during this week in 2003 is what we're looking for. Last clue.
Sometimes the things that may or may not be true are the things that a man needs to believe in the most.
All right. That's obviously Robert Duvall. Now you got to put it together with whoever else was in the movie and help yourself to our prize. 888-302. Doug Tucker has movie news. Actually, box office totals in just a moment for the weekend.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this? Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live. Look at the booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath. Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived. In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Running.
Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started.
Office Max has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of Max Value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more.
Let's get it started.
Office Max, the hot deals start here. Restrictions apply.
Sears Auto Center offers complete car care. But did you know we also carry convenience? We've got online scheduling, weekend appointments, and convenient deals, too. Right now, save up to $70 on road handler tires. Get $100 in Shop Your Way points. And we'll check your alignment, battery, and more for free. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete auto care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 9/21. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at ShopYourWay.com. See store for details.
Tucker, what do we have at the box office this past weekend? Long weekend.
Yeah, long weekend, somewhat slow. For the third consecutive weekend, Doug, Lee Daniels, The Butler, number one film in the nation, $20 million in its four-day weekend, $79 million overall. Now, come Oscar time, I don't think this film will win the Best Picture. I don't think it's that good. It's good, but it's not that good. But I think Oprah Winfrey and Forest Whitaker stand a puncher's chance in the acting categories. One Direction 3D placed second, $18 million in business. The comedy Where the Millers with Jennifer Aniston, 16.3. This film's been a solid $113 million in 3 weeks or at least. Word of mouth on that is very good. Planes placed fourth, 10.5, and Instructions I've included ran out the top five.
I'm surprised that British spy thriller didn't do better. We'll talk about that later in the week. It wasn't on enough for the theaters. Austin, what's the name of that movie?
Lonesome Dove?
No, sir. Good guess, though. Mike's in Alaska. What do you think?
Open Range.
No, sir. Fred in Beale, Minnesota. What's the name of the movie?
Secondhand Lions.
That is correct. Number one movie this week in 2003 was Secondhand Lions. You get the prize, sir. Thank you. Chucker tomorrow.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.